Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. There's a lot happening in the world of business. This week is no different with the inauguration later on today. But let's start off on some local news. Last year, we heard that Media 24 is going to be closing down a couple of publications. The Rapport, Citizen, Build, Daily Sun. And now that decision has been taken to the Concord and is being challenged.
Yeah, this is an interesting development here because, as you would recall, this decision came through towards the end of last year. And since then, we've actually seen these publications drafting their last bit of print issues. But there's been an interesting development between J.C. Caxton, as well as a privately run company called Capital Newspapers. Now, they've announced that they're taking this to the Constitutional Court in order to have it revoked. And they essentially raise a number of concerns that this does lead to the demise of media freedom and media entities in South Africa. And specifically, when it comes to the movement, or rather distribution of newspapers, specifically in rural provinces outside of the major metropolitan hubs like Durban, Johannesburg, as well as Cape Town. What's also interesting is that they're also contesting a sale of one of these subsidiaries, the printing plant owned by Media 24, to Novus Holdings. Whilst the Competition Commission has already approved this, essentially saying that it wouldn't lead to a demise in competition, it does raise some alarm bells regarding Caxton's approach at the moment. So we have yet to see. There are two potential outcomes. If the Concord essentially decides that they're going to revoke this decision, then it does shift the media landscape in terms of having Media 24 having to re-strategize its restructuring. But beyond that, if it stays in place, then I guess the demise of these particular publications and a shrinking of the printing environment in media is something that will likely continue.
Yeah, I mean, an interesting case indeed, because constitutionally you can say you're not allowed to close down these businesses, but economically the business can just turn around and say we can't afford to keep them open. So if you guys want to keep them open, by all means, do it. But we're certainly not going to pay for it.
That's the interesting part, right? Because Caxton, as we know, also owns the likes of CTP, Gravier, as well as other printing infrastructure that's available in South Africa. So it does add an interesting dynamic as to whether or not they might do the metrics and say, well, sell it to us instead of Novus, or are really trying to democratize access to the media space.
Speaking about selling it to us, in the US, TikTok was meant to have been banned over the weekend. And in fact, it was for a few hours. People that were in the US are posting screenshots. TikTok's not available. And then last night, round about 7 p.m. South African time, a new message came up. And this message read, thanks to President Trump's efforts, we're back, baby.
Well, not verbatim.
No, I know, I know. But Donald Trump is obviously getting elected today. I know for a fact he played this so that it would work out like that. Shut it down first, and then people must know that I brought it back. And it plays well into his hand, especially when it comes to young people and the voting demographic.
Such an interesting dynamic, right, in terms of the relationship between business and politics. I think there should be a whole study into this one in particular. But you're quite right. TikTok, as we know, for some time has been facing ongoing legal challenges in the US, where essentially, as a reminder to the audience, they've really seen it as a threat in terms of intelligence and potentially spying on US citizens and using their data. So this immediate turnaround does actually show an interesting influence that Donald Trump does have within his administration, which he has yet to fulfill and walk into office later today, but also does add a different dynamic to the business environment. From what we understand, ByteDance is still holding its stance and not looking to sell to U.S. entities, though quite a few of them have placed their hands up in order to actually acquire the platform and the data that it actually uses. There's also been interesting developments just in terms of how this in itself does, I guess, shift the conversation around not only media ownership, but privacy as well. You might recall that in the Eurozone, TikTok has also found itself in hot water there together with alternative chat platforms. So it will be interesting to see how this particular model and case study might be implemented in other economies across the globe.
Yeah. Look, I will tell you, the TikTok algorithm is the most impressive thing I've seen in tech. But the reason why it's so impressive is because it draws so much data from the user, because they use obviously all those data points to then carefully curate what kind of, content you'd like to see. And that's what these nations have against TikTok. They are saying, man, this is a lot of information specifically for the Chinese government to have their hands on. We'll see how it works out.
Geopolitics definitely at play here. But let's talk about the markets. The JSE All Share Index will open up from 84,700 points later today. Currency-wise, we're still trading fairly firmly, but it will be interesting to see how this does shift in the days to come following Donald Trump's inauguration. We're trading at 1870 to the greenback, 2283 to the British pound, and now 1927 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.